Ksubastav Pei Vav Amud Aleph Shir number 2. We're going 13 lines from the bottom of the Amud, and the Gemara says Amalei Rav Papa le Rav Chama. Rav Papa says to Rav Chama, Vade da Amarisu Mishmei de Rava. Is it true that you said in the name of Rava that Haiman Damaski Beizuze? If somebody owes another person money, the Isle Ara, and he has land, so he doesn't have the money, but he has land. For also Bal Choyv. And the Bal Choyv comes, the Kotovamine, so this is the creditor comes and he wants to extract the, he wants to get the payment. He wants the payment from the person he lent the money to. The Amale, and the debtor, the guy who owes the money, he says, Zil Shokul Me'ara, go and take from my land. I don't have any money, but you can extract your debt from your the money I owe you from the land. So is it true that we tell him that Rava said that Amrin and Lay, that we say to this guy, this is now the debtor, Zil Zabinat Va'aisi Avle, you go and sell it, get money, and then you pay back the person you owe. Is it true that Rava said that? That we force the guy with the land to the who owes the money to sell the land and we force him to pay back in money? So Amar Lay, he says, Loi. No, Rava never said this. Rava never said this. And the reason is because it doesn't make sense. Because when the person borrowed money, he basically put his property up as a lien to pay back the debt. The guy lending the money, he was rest assured that he would be able to claim the money back from the land. So why, when the time comes, do we make the person who owes the money sell the land and pay back in cash? He could just give back the land. So that's why he said to Rav Papa Loi, no, Rava never said this. So Emily Gufa de Uvda Echiave. So then tell me what the situation was that Rava paskined in a certain case, and it seemed this is what made me think that maybe he had said this, but tell me what the real story with Rava was. So Amale, so Rav Chama says to Rav Papa, he says, there was a guy and he owed money. And he said, when it time came to pay back his loan, he said, I don't have any money. It belongs to a non-Jew, an Ovid Kechavim. So this is obviously a lie. It's his money, and he should have paid back the money. So who asked the Shalei Kohagin, since he behaved inappropriately, incorrectly? So Lefichach asu boi Shalei Kohagin. So therefore, the Bezdin will extract money from him, Shaloi Kohogan, in an improper way. Now, what does this mean? What this means is that since this guy had money and he should have used that money to pay back the debt, but he pretended that it wasn't his money, when the Bezdin finds out that it actually was his money, they instead of, and let's say he now no longer has the money, instead of accepting a field payment for the debt in land, they actually make him sell the land, and then he has to give back pay back the debt in cash, in money. But in a regular case, unless the guy lied in court, then we would accept the payment in the form of land. Now, Amalei Rav Kahana le Rav Papa. Rav Kahana said to Rav Papa, Lididakta Amris Prius Bal Choyv Mitzvah. According to you, who says that paying back a loan is a mitzvah. Now what that means is that you're only obligated to do it because it's a mitzvah, which is a strange understanding. But if that's the case, then Omar Loi Nichali de Avid Mitzvah. If a person says, I don't want to do the mitzvah, then my, what recourse do we have? What's the halacha? So if paying back a debt is only a mitzvah, and the guy who owes money is saying, I don't want to do the mitzvah, I'm keeping the money, I don't want to do the mitzvah, so what do we do? So Amale, so he says back, he says, Tanina, there's a brice which tells us, so it says, when does this apply? And here the brice is talking about getting lashed in Bezdin. But mitzvahs loisase, you only get lashed, this is the 49 or the 39 or the 40 lashes that you get lashed in Bezdin, that's only if you transgressed a mitzvah loisase, a negative commandment. Avaba mitzvah ase kegun sha'omrim loy ase sukha ve'ina oisa, lula ve'ina oisa. But if it's a mitzvah, a positive mitzvah, like if a person is being told he has to make a sukkah and he doesn't do it, or he has to take the arba minim and he doesn't do it, So in such a case where his transgression wasn't a negative one, but he wasn't doing a positive one, in such a case, says the Braisa, the halacha is makanoisa achetetsa nafsha, that the Bezdin would be allowed to actually lash this person even to the point of death. Now, we obviously hope he won't do that. He'll build a sukkah or buy the arba minim way before that happens. But we see that for doing a transgression, you get 39 lashes. But to refuse to do a positive commandment, Beis Din will force him to do it until he does it. So therefore, according to the opinion who says that paying back a debt is a mitzvah, if a person is refusing to do it, Beis Din has the authority to lash this person until he pays or until teitzin nafshoi.